guys, welcome back. We are the Power Broke Girls.
Hello.
I'm Sudie.
And I'm Michelle.
Are we still doing the intro thing? We're still introducing our names?
I'm Sudie.
I'm Michelle. And we have the Menahan fam with us today.
Woo!
For you guys who don't know.
Christine, we've been through a lot.
Amani, Tim, Jay, and back. Today we're talking about our love and hate for New York City, guys. We're sharing our horrible stories when it comes to our roommates. There's pros and cons.
I love how you said we're sharing horrible stories with our roommates when our roommate's right next to us. Like, if she's the one, that's the horror story. We have to rephrase that better. With other people that aren't here right now.
Yes. That's funny. To those folks.
Yeah, so basically, yeah. Christine's our real roommate. And yes. Then her boyfriend in the back, Jay, is basically our plus one roommate that we love.
Guys, how long you guys been living here in New York City? How long you been here, Christine?
I'm about to get to my 50th year here.
Nice.
I still love New York. So much. Yeah.
You have no hate towards New York.
I have some hate.
You see Sudie's
eyes? You got it.
I have some hate, but I've wanted to move to New York since I was like 10. Yes. And like, it's magical that I'm here.
Mm-hmm. So like the pros outweigh the con, basically.
Yes.
Okay. All right. How about you, Tim? Were you from Maryland?
Yeah, I'm from Maryland. Mm-hmm. I moved down here like a little over a year ago.
That's right.
I would say, I mean, just being a year, I haven't really fully experienced all of New York.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's been an up and down, but overall, I love it. I wouldn't live anywhere else.
Right? Really? Nice.
Not right now.
Okay, I'm trying to find anyone that shares.
I know you're clenching your fist like Arthur, bro. You're like anyone that got a con.
Arthur. Amani, how long you been here?
I've been here for 7 years.
Seven years.
Yeah, I'm losing track of time here. But I don't really feel it. Like the time has just passed, and I've been coming and going. So.
Yeah. Do you hate it or you love it?
I love where I'm at right now, but my experiences in New York were not always lovable experiences.
Relatable as hell.
Yes. And Jay is the only native New Yorker.
Wait a minute. I was born in New York.
Oh, Michelle. She likes to claim that
I was
part.
Born in... Look. I lived in the streets for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
And then when I was 5, I went to Atlantic City, New Jersey. Ventnor,
New Jersey.
I still claim Atlantic City. But I was...
She's trying to get her street cred, guys. Yes.
Yeah, basically.
Jay, where are you from? You originated from Queens?
Flushing, Queens.
Flushing. Ooh, shout out to Flushing.
Shout out to Flushing, but New York's fucking garbage.
Spoken like a true New Yorker.
Yeah, like I'm gonna keep it so 100. I'm out here, I'm looking for jobs, and it's like Hoboken, New Jersey, $9 an hour. And I'm like, oh, where? We all go all the way to Jersey. Yeah, bro. I have much more to say, but let's move it.
Tim's like, well, that was my first year has been lovely. I'm very excited to see that.
I love it. It's great. After 26 years, I'm like, trains is going down the drain. We have some rogue maniac from Queens running the country.
That is true. He is from Queens. We're not going to get to politics.
Okay, there's some pros for living in New York.
Yeah.
Diversity. Guys, look at us right
look
now.
At that. That's true. That's
we're black cool. and beautiful.
Yeah. Well, some of us
are.
Some of us aren't.
All right.
I do think the biggest pro about New York, though, is opportunity. And I will say to anybody who's watching this podcast, if you need a change in your life and if you're seeking opportunity, come to a big city because opportunity will find you here.
That's fact.
I like that.
And have a financial plan. Yes. I moved here with no financial plan.
Zero.
I moved here following Michelle's voice. She was like, just do it. Come here.
I'm coming here.
And then we ended up living... I ended up living underneath her bunk bed. So come with a plan.
That was the best time ever in my life.
It was great.
I love you.
We experienced a lot of things
together. Hold my hand.
And because I didn't have a financial plan, I ended up having to sublet my room. Which brings us to why we're all here today.
Dun, dun, dun.
Aside from sharing our stories about New York City and our love and hate, we're also going to talk about our horrible roommate's experiences.
We're going to call him JB.
We call him
JB. Because we don't want to say his real
the
government
name
out there.
Pronounce.
Government.
Because we're scared.
Yes. So one lovely January night, I needed to sublet my room. And I put an ad on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? So this dude came in. He had tattoos, pink hair. And the only rational person was Amani. She was the only person who...
Shout out to Amani
for that. ...not to do it. What did you think when you first saw him?
I always tell my friends that the decisions they make today define their tomorrow. So I always feel like I'm the mom of the group. And when I saw him, I was thinking, he is not going to pay rent. And I was thinking, he does not value you. And I was thinking that you are wasting your time giving your time to this person who does not value themselves.
That is bad.
That's what I was thinking.
She did warn me.
I did not judge the book by the cover. I judged the book by the words that left the cover once he spoke to me.
Wait a minute. That hit me. My armpit hair was like... Well, see, this is my thing. Like, Sudi brought JB to our job. And she's like, so this guy wants to run out. And we're going to see him. He looks a little odd. But we're not. And I was like, okay, no problem. He comes in. I'm like, how bad you need money? I just want to know. And then also... I'm like, I don't judge a book by its cover, but I wish I had. I really wish I did.
We did. We brought him to Tim's birthday party, and what was your first thought when you saw him, Tim?
It was just mad random. I was actually cool with him because I thought y'all were cool with him, so I dabbed him up, and then we had some beer. So I didn't really talk to him much, but...
Yeah. That sounds like any bro story, like, I gave him a beer, he gave me a beer, I dabbed him up.
Guys, so JB ends up moving in. I was like, all right, fuck it. Move I didn't make him sign anything.
Nope.
Not and I did say that. I said you need to collect first month, last month, and two securities. Yes. I said because he is a risky venture, I said you should double the security in case you rent your bedroom.
Yes.
And when she goes, oh, well, I'm not going to do it, you know, you just got to go with the flow in life. I was like, cool.
That flow went downstream.
That
went a lot of places.
Yeah, so I didn't make him sign anything. He moves in and everything was cool, right? We played Uno with him, Monopoly a few times.
Yeah.
We hung out with him a few times.
This man put up a front.
He was nice. No, we were open.
He set up.
He was nice
to
you guys. He didn't even shower. So like that was my other issue. It was like if someone is okay with just walking around in a scent that has been on them for a lingering scent.
You mean his stink?
Why do you think?
The scent that matches.
Why do you think?
Wait, do you guys remember how the house smelled when he lived with us?
We
were walking back from my play, and it was Sudi, me, Christine, and Jay.
We were like,
we need to figure this thing out because Imani was there. She's like, hello, I'm here. And Imani was there too. And we were walking home, and she made me lose my train of thought.
We were walking home, and then we started talking about how the house smelled like cat piss.
Yeah, so we were
Googling
it.
And we were wanting to figure out where the smell was coming from. And I don't know who came up with the brilliant idea.
I think it was Jeremy.
I was like, bro, just Google drug that smells like cat piss.
and then,
it was literally the first result. Meth?
It was meth!
Like,
fuck. It was meth!
And we all were like, he's not just this dirty guy. He's doing meth in the basement.
He's a drug addict.
Yes, and remember, our forks, our spoons were gone.
Everything was missing. Our mason jars.
Yes.
The cups, the glasses.
Oh, we found that needle, remember?
Yes, we found the first needle in the room, and we was like, guys.
We had a lot of red flags, but we also had a lot of bills, so we were just like, nah, it's okay.
It's all good.
So we find out that he does meth, but we're not going to tell him. So we start locking the doors when we go to sleep because we don't want our valuable... I don't really have that much valuable things, but we don't want our valuable things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then one day, there was a towel on the floor for 2 weeks.
Yes.
And no one claimed it.
In the living room.
I mean, none of us picked that up, but we were just
wondering. But this isn't about our dirtiness, okay? Anyway, so the towel's on the floor, and then JB comes upstairs and says, oh, and he grabs a towel, and he proceeds to go to the bathroom and shower with the nasty towel that just collected the dust and the bacteria.
Another red flag we ignored.
So
Remember the yogurt spoon situation that he said he doesn't clean the spoon because he's going to reuse it the next day for his yogurt.
So he just put
he would just put it in the dish rack.
The clean dish rack.
Yeah, and we were just like, oh, it's fine.
We're like, he's
no,
quirky.
At that point, I started bringing my own utensils.
Yeah.
I
we said that's fine, but we're like, none of us are using cutlery anymore.
I started like bringing my own food because I couldn't let that situation affect me no longer as a guest.
Also, side note, this is a petty note. One time we were playing Truth or Dare, and Sudi dared me to kiss him on the cheek. Or him kiss me on the cheek.
Yeah. And now, gosh, I remember that. I got a picture, you guys.
And now I'm dying.
I remember that. Anyway, guys, so the first of the month came, and JB had to pay rent. And JB didn't respond to me, and I said, okay, I'm giving him 3 days.
Sudi, no, look, no, he first said, no, I'm sorry. Let me tell you what JB said to her, because she texted me her response to him, and I said, she said this on like the 29th thing when she was hinting about rent. And I said, oh, kindly ask that spiritual being to leave your establishment, right? You know, I'm trying to keep it very G-rated. So he goes to her.
What is G-rated?
He goes, oh, you know, JB rent's coming up, blah, blah, blah. He goes, oh, just so you know, I don't have to pay rent because I can't get evicted like that. It takes a month, so I have time. I am going to pay your rent, though. So Zudi asks me this before he has met his 30-day mark. And I said, Zudi, he needs to go. Like, you know, right now he doesn't have rental rights. 29 days, he looks risky, he sounds risky, he acts risky.
Yes.
I'm going to call a cab.
So what did I do? I decided to give him more time. I was like, you know what, times are rough.
He said that his girlfriend's boyfriend
stole his money. So I was like, okay, shit happens, whatever, give him some time. So I told him, you have till Friday to give me my money. Otherwise, I will call the authorities and you will have to leave. And he said, go ahead. And at that point, I knew some shit was about to go down.
So they screenshotted all their conversation and sent it to our roommate group chat.
Yes.
And he accuses Sudi and us of bullying him because of his tattoos
and his crooked teeth.
His teeth.
His teeth.
And all Sudi said was, we just need rent money. None of us are bullying you. Please just pay rent money.
At times, honestly, he became aggressive. Like, we wouldn't even be starting. One time, I was having a private conversation. Oh. And he comes out of nowhere and just says, shut up.
I do remember that.
Yeah. Like, and when we were out in that establishment, like, he was just... He just had an energy about him that no one appreciated.
A very crackheaded energy, but it was meth.
Yeah, honestly,
it was the meth energy.
I'm not gonna say he had crackhead energy. I just think he had an energy of growth that was needed, and he was still growing.
Okay. I will say one thing. So he was smoking a lot of cigarettes, and our neighbors were getting upset because he was smoking inside. So then they told us about it. We confronted him. He lied and said he was not smoking cigarettes, even though the house did smell like cigarettes.
Yeah.
The cat piss masked the smell of cigarettes gradually, but in the beginning, it was a cigarette smell. I miss that cigarette smell compared to the cat piss.
Yeah.
So he got upset at the neighbors, and the next day, there was a penis drawn on the door of our neighbors, and our neighbors thought it was us. And none of us would have done that.
Of course,
we didn't know that JB was crazy at that point. So we're like, JB.
I know.
You
know what's interesting though, Christine? You were like the person that was like the nicest to him.
Yes.
Because I started seeing the crazy and I was like, fuck that. I'm not dealing with that. But Christine was so nice to him and you guys were like BFFs.
I was not BFFs with him, but I was nice
to
him.
You were the BFF to him in the whole apartment. He did admit that, Christine, you were the coolest roommate. He did say that.
Yes, he did. Meth head thinks I'm cool.
To be quite honest, I was too nice to this motherfucker.
You were nice too.
I pulled out the Xbox and shit.
He played your Xbox.
Bro, he made us a smoothie one time, and I didn't want to drink it.
Nobody
drank it. And he said, drink this smoothie, bitch. Drink it. I wasn't trying to.
He made us mac and cheese too that time.
We had a potluck. He made us American mac and cheese.
Oh my God, we ate all of it.
We did it.
It was good because it was good.
I'm done.
We were itching for more.
I'm done.
Laughing through our pain. This hurt us.
We're still damaged.
Yes.
We're traumatized.
So we ended up calling the cops. I ended up calling the cops. I said, no, you have to go. I need my money. He's like, I'm not giving it to you because I can contact my lawyer and I can stay here for 3 months without paying rent. Guys, whoever is out there, squatters are real. They are real. We didn't think it was a real thing. And so the cops came and they was like, you guys are shit out of luck. Because the squatter laws protect him. And if anybody lives with you for more than 30 days and they pay you rent, they can legally stay with you for 3 months without paying your rent.
And actually, it's even longer than that because it takes 3 months just to initiate the process of getting them out. But they can even stay as long as a year.
Yeah.
So you have to be very careful about
that. So the cops told Sudi, so don't wait till Monday to go to civil court. It was Friday night.
Yes.
The cops said, in the meantime, don't lock any doors, don't mess with his furniture, don't do anything. And then the next day, what do you think? What do you think Sudi did, y'all? She said, Michelle, I want to get my mattress from downstairs. I said, say less.
Yes.
Then we recruited Tim and Amani. And but in the most polite way ever, Sudi knocked on the door and said, "Hey JB, do you mind if I grab my mattress?" And he said, "Yeah."
Yeah, he was cool with it. Yeah. So Tim, me, Imani, and Michelle walked down the steps. And then you were there too, Chris.
Yeah,
yeah,
yes.
You were there.
No, wait, why'd you guys? I wanted to take the situation left because I knew that he didn't even value us and everything. We were going to go with that, the fact that he was domestically violent. And honestly, I was like, because I knew squatter rights. And I'm all about, you know, let's just move
Imani this thing was
going to. So I was like,
eyeshadow on
I was like, no, oh. I wasn't putting eyeshadow. I was like, yo, he hit you. When the cops got here, the cops got there. I was like, he has become aggressive. He hit you. Like, this is what you need to
okay.
say.
Okay.
Here goes Eddie. No, I don't want to say that. La 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 la.
And
blah,
the
and
cops,
he says there.
Yeah, the cop said that the only way we can remove him is if it's a domestic
a dispute. And I was
and
like,
then,
say, okay, you slept with him. He hit you. Boom.
Yeah, yes, I was thinking. I was like, do that. I have to suck this man's dick to get us out of this situation?
No.
And then.
Why did it go there so fast?
I don't know. I don't know.
Boyfriend and girlfriends don't only just suck each other's hair. It's private.
But he stayed. The cop said, do not do anything. So the next day, right, we come down, take the thing.
We take the mattress. The mattress has blood all over it.
All over it. There's needles everywhere. And Michelle's recording this, the whole thing.
A spy.
Yeah, there was like spoons and needles
together.
Oh, wait,
and you guys, he calls 911, right? And
you're skipping
the
story.
You're skipping
ahead.
You're skipping
the main story.
So we go back down, and then me and Tim go back down, and we're going to remove the couch, and he said.
So we go back down to take some more stuff. And before that, he was actually helping us remove some stuff. So he was handing
me some. He was nice.
And when we go to move the couch.
That triggered him.
He sits on the couch and he's, what did he say?
He said, like, you have to move me too. I'm not moving the couch. And then Sudi's like, say less.
So me and Tim had to pick the couch up.
And that was never, I'm not strong.
And this is Michelle's most terrifying part when he picked up the phone and he called 911.
All right, so I'm traumatized.
So then I call 911.
No. Before that. You have to remember. So this is the part that I'm traumatized. So that happens. And while Sudi and Tim are trying to pick up the couch, he shakes, grabs his cell phone. All right, I'm a little nervous saying this part, but anyway, he looks at me dead in the eye. He's like, hello, 911. He said, my roommates are in my room, and they're harassing me, and they're being aggressive. And Tim, as a black man, hearing a white man tell a cop that we're being aggressive, Tim's like, whoa, wait a minute. We said, please, and excuse me.
I had already called 911 in the bathroom. Remember I was in the bathroom?
Yes,
I'm not. So we called 911 on him first.
So we...
Cause
so
I was like, you can't be dealing with. It was needles all around. I'm like, who is he can make stab a person with a needle? We don't got time to be.
It was a double 911 call. We called 911
on each other.
So we're all sitting in the stoop waiting for 911 to get.
I locked myself in the bathroom because she's violent.
Christine is eating a Chinese food with Jay.
Yo, I remember that.
And then I'm over here panicking. I'm trying to.
I'm outside with JB, and he's smoking a cigarette, and he looks at me, and he's like, how could y'all do this to me? So this is where I crack.
Well, I try and calm you down.
I get a little nervous because JB gives me those white devil eyes.
The white devil eyes.
You know, the ones that they look like.
Infused with meth.
a little sprinkle of meth. So he's looking at me and he has audacity to be like, why are you guys doing this to me? And I said, we've been nothing but nice to you. You're the inconsiderate one. And then this is my poorly timed manner. I say, and I know you smoke meth. And I know you drew the penis on the door. And then this is when Sudi and Imani are like, the time is not appropriate right now, Michelle. Right. But he just needed to know that
sometimes
I know that he drew the penis.
While Michelle is yelling, I know you smoke meth. I know you drew the penis on the door. And we look like a group of immature buffoons.
Yep.
So what happens is the cops don't take us seriously. It is these two cops that arrive. And they are just like,
the same cop from the night before.
The one cop comes back and looks at us like, y'all again?
Like,
what y'all do?
He basically does not get involved in any way. So
he says, he's like, what's happening now? So he's like, well, we moved some furniture. He's like, but didn't I just tell y'all last night, don't do this?
Go ahead.
No. And then I thought I had the secret weapon because I videotaped his room where there was lots of needles. So I said, here you are, officer. Here's all the evidence you need. And he looked at it and he's like, it's not illegal to have needles. And I was like, so he's not going to get arrested tonight? He said, no, ma'am. I was like, oh, okay.
Yes.
We put a restraining order on him. They said, no. Why?
And Amani's there, like, she's fighting for her life. And she's like,
I'm scared.
I can't live. I can't stay here. I'm fighting for my life. And the cop said, ma'am.
Who are you?
Who are you?
The cop was like, do you live here? And he's like, no, but... scared.
But what I didn't know that the cop has said is, it was it your furniture?
It was my furniture. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you, even though it was her furniture, if you advertise a room
furnished, yes,
then you can't mess with it.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yep. So if
no,
you guys,
I did know that, and to be honest, you guys, I knew all of that. The domestic violence thing was just a joke. Like, don't ever fake domestic violence.
Isn't the mommy's Beyonce side coming out?
Yeah, the PR thing. Real don't quick. Ever. I didn't do that.
No. But honestly, like, what I'm
trying to bring your Rihanna side out again. Oh, damn.
What I'm trying to say is,
what are you trying to say, girl? Tell us.
The reason, when it comes to people like that who don't have nothing in their name, who have nothing going for them, you don't even want them in your life. But once you do have them in your life, it's really no legal way to fight them. So just to avoid having to get in a lie and get in a nasty dispute and having to play the game that's going to get them out of your place, avoid that person.
Yeah, you know what I just thought about? Jay didn't say a word the entire time this whole situation was happening. You guys see him back there? He's like 6'2". Jay was just like, I'm a mind my business. He did just
said,
call it a day. I'm fucking done. That chicken wing up. But he didn't do a goddamn thing.
This is where he's like, I don't technically live here. But I see him more than I see Christina's girlfriend. This is where Jay comes. He's like, I know I eat the food and I take up the electricity and the water and the gas and I play video games, but I don't really live here, so I don't have to say anything.
Yeah, he doesn't live here.
Judy, you ain't my girl. Christine's my girl.
Yeah,
it'll be a different story.
Aren't you gonna defend yourself?
I feel like y'all had your work cut out for you. Like, you was really kind of covering all the bases. Like, I was just there in the case he want to act up, and then I was going to karate chop that shit.
Oh, is that what you were gonna do? Like, he was like, say something else.
Yeah, he was acting up a lot of times. But
it didn't. He didn't act up enough, apparently, for today.
Yeah.
Act up, you can get smacked up.
How did y'all get him out?
So he stayed. We couldn't get him out. Remember that he locked the door with the umbrella?
Oh, we were nervous.
And we were just living in fear for the past, for like the rest of the days that he was there.
I had a feeling he was going to leave by the end of the month.
So guys, we had to wait till the end of the month to know if he was going to leave or if he
stay
was going
for
to
stay 3 months.
For 3 months. Rent free. In my room. So we were like, dude, like, what the fuck is gonna happen? One day we're all chilling, and then I hear a little scuffle outside. It's fucking JB fighting with a neighbor about a parking spot.
Yeah.
But the good thing was that the parking spot, it was because he got a U-Haul truck.
A U-Haul truck, yeah.
Because he was moving his shit out. So we was like, thank you,
we were cheering.
Lord.
We were pretty nosy, but we were like, he's out.
What we didn't know is that he was stealing my shit.
In the U-Haul truck while we're standing.
Yeah. Well, we're celebrating that he's leaving. He's literally moving my shit into the truck.
He has like a furry pillow, a pink blanket. We're like, get out, bye, sucker. So then the next couple of days, he must have forgotten that Christine still follows his bestie. Still follows him and likes his shit on Instagram.
I don't like his shit on Instagram.
Like,
but I still follow him, I do.
Wow.
Because I'm creeping. I'm
You're
creeping.
So sad. What are you creeping on? What is he doing?
In case. If he gets arrested. Wow. I know.
She wants to protect her own interests. She's like, this isn't my situation. This is Michelle and Zudy's situation.
So Christine hits us up and says, hey guys, there's a video of JB and he's flaunting all of the stuff that he stole from Zudy's room.
Yeah.
So he stole a drawer. He stole pillows. He stole rugs. He stole my tapestry that you could see in season one of the podcast.
Yes.
It was blue.
Forks. All these things.
A heater? Sir.
He did steal a heater. Yeah.
And then we didn't see JB until...
Well, he reached out to me a few months later on some sucker shit. He switched up his whole... story. He said, hey Michelle, listen, I have IRS mail coming in. It has money in it. I'm so sorry that I put you and Suzy and the roommates in this embarrassing situation. I don't want to do it to the new people. I need to pay them. Yeah. Granted, he still hasn't paid Suzy the money. So he keeps reaching out to us. And did you see IRS mail? I didn't see IRS mail. I didn't see nothing.
I've never even seen him go to work to get an IRS check.
I didn't see it.
Actually true. The dude didn't have a job. Yeah, so I will not see this.
No IRS check could come in.
The name he went by, we're not going to tell you, he had a different name. Remember that?
He did have a different name, yeah.
He had lots of... And also, Sudi secretly got a Venmo request for $200. Someone paid you $200.
Yeah, some dude named Bill. Bill, whoever you are.
We think he might be
my money.
Related to JB somehow.
Yes, yes, I think so, because I keep hitting him with the Venmo request.
You're like, here's the remainder. $800, please. Bill definitely did not reach out.
Remember that one time we came over while he was still here, and y'all told us to make as much noise as possible?
Oh my god, we were so petty. We were like, stomp, stomp, clap, clap. Like, it was like ATL. We were like, we were so petty. Amani was rolling on the floor. Don't you remember?
No, I would never roll on the floor.
She would never roll on the floor.
Okay.
Yeah, she was stomping.
She was stomping.
Someone that rhymed with Manani rolling on the floor.
No, I did not roll on the floor. And I don't recall stomping.
I recall that. We all did.
Her Beyonce came back. Miss Rihanna. But listen. So, about a month and a half ago, I'm at work. And who do you think rolls in to me and Suji's job? Motherfucking JB. He must have forgotten that I worked there. And he rolls in with 80-year-old white hippie guys. I'm not even exaggerating. They were all older hippie guys wearing bandanas. And he rolls in. And the moment he sees me, it's like he's seen a ghost. I was like this. Well, well, well. And then all his friends approach the bar and they're like, oh, can I get a Coke? Can I get this? And then he has his head down because he know he fucked up.
Yeah, he know he fucked up.
He probably thought he was never going to see us again. So right. He was like this.
He waved at you.
So I texted Sudi and the group chat. I said, JB's here. Y'all trying to come down and shoot the one with him? What do you guys want us to do? And then Sudi said, kick him out. I said, say less. I told my manager, I was like, he needs to go. Yeah. And the manager did it without hesitation. He's like, You need to leave.
Yeah.
Well, he said it to the person next to him because he thought I said the green shirt instead of the blue shirt. So, but that guy was like, sure, I'll leave. And he didn't even know why he was getting left. But he was part of the crew. And then I was like, no, the guy in the green. He's like, oh, you two have to leave. And then he just left. And then
my manager looks at him. He goes, you know what you did. I was like, yes.
It was that so was epic. Like
it was epic. And
if he's watched the podcast until this point or listened to it, then I'll be... I'd be like, well, that's one more subscriber.
What would you say to him right now?
I always dream about what I'm going to say to him.
Because you're the only one that hasn't seen him.
Yeah, I'm the only one who has not seen him. You've seen him like across the street or something, right?
I've never seen him. Have you guys seen him? I've seen him twice. I have not seen him.
Maybe it's just me.
No.
Maybe it's just me.
The last thing I remember seeing was this crazy motherfucker was watching the fireworks from the Brooklyn Bridge. Like, literally on his
oh, yeah, he was on the bridge.
On Instagram. On top of it. Like,
yeah, he does. Yeah.
So, Sudi, please tell everyone, what would you say to
him? I honestly don't know. I think I would have to be in a moment to know what I would say to him.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But that's actually, like, our...
But, Sudi, do you think you should even approach him? Like...
No, she just randomly bumped into him.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what to say. Yeah.
I feel like he's affected you the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you just came to New York, and, like, I lived here for 5 years. She's lived here 5 years, seven, all these years, 1 year. And, I mean, Jeremy's been here for a million years, so maybe he has crazy stories. But, like, I feel really bad for Sudi because she just moved to New York, already having trust issues, already having anxiety for moving to a new place. And then you have to deal with something crazy like this with a meth head living in your roommate. And I feel so bad.
Amani, you had a roommate who...
I had a roommate that is not just crazy, that was proven psychologically, mentally unstable. Like, no lie.
I don't know why I laughed at that.
Mental health is no joke.
Sorry.
She made threats to kill my life. No, literally, like, to get a gun and blow my head off.
Glad I didn't take this reason. She peed in your hair products, right?
She peed in, I had, like, a pink, like, neon fluorescent bottle. So, actually, once she peed in my products, I actually never seen this girl again. And, I thank God for my spirit that I've never seen her again because I'm a very, you know, loving person. But
Amani must have just done yoga right before this show right now.
Yeah.
Tim, you had some crazy roommates before. Which one is your favorite? Take a pick.
Well, this was back in college. And I'll just briefly because it's tough so much. But basically, her and her mom tried to ruin my life.
Did you bang her mother?
That's the first thing that I thought. No, you banged them both.
No. She was like very, just if me and her had a conversation because she would never clean dishes, she would never buy anything for the apartment. If I was like, hey, can you do this? Her mom would give me a call saying, stop bullying my daughter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is this JB's mom?
I'm done.
It was to the point where like I had to move out because, you know, there was just, it was very, yeah, it was crazy, but.
Yeah.
Pick your roommates wisely.
That honestly could be what we have to say.
By the way, just so y'all know, we get it.
You have good choice when it comes to
No, because honestly, you guys, I wanna really emphasize that your choices in life do define your tomorrow. And I remember entering that situation. I was like, let me just make the best of the situation. Like, yeah, she seems okay. But
anyway, Jeremy, have you?
Okay. All right, well,
you haven't had a roommate.
Hold on.
So Jeremy's roommate is his mother. No.
Does your mom get on okay, listen. So while y'all are the first actual roommate people I've lived with,
Bro, it's coming like the best comeback ever, bro. Every month, like, it's coming.
Listen, okay. So, me and my buddy would go out to his apartment all the time and we would make music and shit. So, he lives over there by the Village, Cooper Union, all that. So, we're like, I'm like, oh, that's chill. All right, cool. So, he's like, oh, well, it's a good spot to make music, except we got these two dudes and I live with them. I was like, oh, word? Okay, they can't be that bad. He's like, no, just wait. So then we pop up in the apartment, and basically what was wrong with these guys is that one of the dudes was, like, a mute unless the other one was there. So when me and my boy were in the apartment and he was there, he would not talk.
Okay.
When this other dude...
Maybe he didn't like you
JV
guys.
JV or whatever his name is. When this other dude would come, all of a sudden, he's chatty as fuck.
Was he shy?
He said JV?
He had some type of issue. This is my genuine theory. Okay. My theory was, he is so smart, he had, like, stunted social development, where, like, he has intellect, but he doesn't know how to, like, articulate himself. I don't know. So anyway, these dudes would be loud as shit, and then, like... all sorts of other things would happen. I wouldn't know. The apartment was disgusting as shit. There was, like, roaches in it. And then even worse than all this. So I call my boy. I'm like, hey, yo, so we going to make this music today?
Yeah.
And then he's like, nah, bro, we have, like, a fucking DEFCON 9 emergency situation. And I'm like, what the fuck happened? He's like, I'll call you back in 10 minutes. I was like, damn, is that serious? So he called me back, and he's like, yeah, so Tweedledee and Tweedledum over here got completely wasted over the last 3 days I wasn't in the apartment. There's literally bodies of people I don't know, like, on the floor outside my
like
room.
That?
He said, furniture has been turned over, there's vomit all over the apartment, like, there's alcohol everywhere.
No one got murdered.
Yo, and he, I was like, bro, send me a picture. He's like, this shit's so disgusting, I don't even want to, like, open my door.
Damn. Is this when you moved back with your mom?
No, I wasn't living there. I just I would occasionally stay there.
Right. I'm just playing.
I would occasionally just sleep on that couch and whatever. We made a bunch of the tracks, but yeah, that's probably one of the craziest ones. I mean,
I have a story.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I do. He shut up real quick. My girlfriend's talking. Go ahead.
So when I was in college, I lived in Union Square. I went to NYU.
She's younger than us. She reminds us all the time.
Feeling 22. So my roommates were these two white girls who lived, their bedroom was, like, next to mine, and they didn't like me at all. I would hear them be like, there's some foreign girl, because I used to talk in my native language, and they'd be like, there's some foreign girl in our room, and she's, like, from, like, Africa, and da da da. But that wasn't the worst thing. It was one night where I was sitting there, and then they invited the other friends.
I'm already mad.
They invited other friends, and then they left their door open so I could hear them, and they're like, you know, I don't know what the problem is with saying the N-word. Like, I didn't know that it was a big deal until I came to NYU. And I was like, I left the room. And wherever you guys are, I hate you.
No, shit. Yes. We're coming for you.
Yes.
And JB. Where
were you? So not going to let that one go.
I'm not going to let that go.
Sorry that you dealt with that.
Yeah. One of our followers on Facebook told us that his roommate in college used to pour vodka inside of his fish bowl. He had a beta
in
fish.
In college, he was drunk. And
he caught him pouring vodka inside of the fish bowl. Gosh. Like, at that point, what do you say to him?
The fish died? We don't know. We never found out. The fish is dead.
I mean, it's probably like 20 years since college. So the fish definitely... the fish either had a long life and then died or got drunk and died. And like, one of those options.
Yeah. He was dead instantly. Like, I don't know.
How many times have you poured vodka and a fish won't find out?
Do you know that a fish will die in like 5 days if you put fluoridated water? And that's just fucked up water. You talking about a whole other substance?
It's proof, baby. I don't know.
We killed a fish, remember?
I am a fish murderer. Yeah.
All the secrets are coming out now. Are you the roommate that killed the other fish? I had my friend told me a funny story too. Oh, actually, not a funny story at all. I don't know why I said it like that.
Why don't you talk about your own story with your own kids?
How about that? I say what I want to say on my show.
You just called everyone else out, so I felt like maybe I should call you out.
That's funny. Don't call me out on my own show. Anyway.
The Imani Podcast.
I already left my podcast. Side note, we're like basically husband and wife. This is how we do. But, so, I have a friend that I have to keep him anonymous because he doesn't want me to say his name on it. So, he found a place
to live. Monogamous? That's a different podcast that we're going to talk about. She said monogamous.
He found a place to live in Ridgewood. He was gonna move in with a couple, a wife and a husband, and then the third roommate was moving out, so my friend was gonna replace him. So he met the wife. She seemed lovely. A couple weeks later, he met the husband. Seemed lovely. He signed the papers, and then he didn't move in until a few weeks later. So when he arrived there, it was just the wife because the husband went away for a little bit. So everything was fine for the first couple of days. Then one day he's walking in the living room in his pajamas, and the cops are there, and the cops are telling the wife, beware of who you allow in your house. And the cop's looking up and down at my friend. My friend's like, what's going on? So it turns out that the husband stabbed the guy that was moving out, that my friend was replacing. He stabbed him in the stomach. And my friend had to get part of his colon removed. The former roommate had to get part of his colon removed. And the cops told my friend this. And then the husband wasn't away. The husband was in jail. And the wife was never going to tell my friend this.
Oh, nice.
Crazy.
So then he's obviously didn't continue living there. Obviously. But I'm so happy that... I mean, I'm not happy that the other person got stabbed. I'm just happy that my friend didn't get stabbed.
That's horrible. That is crazy. That turned sad real quick.
But no, I appreciate you guys being here. And we are recapping our story of JB and every other story that we have. But again, to go back, if you move into New York, guys, move with a plan. You hear all these horror stories. It will happen whether you're in Washington, in Virginia. Yeah. But just be mindful of who you surround yourself with. And squatters are real.
I would say that this situation, it kind of all brought us closer together. Yeah,
definitely.
And I don't want you to take from this podcast to be scared of moving and trying different adventures. That's not it at all. Yeah. You have to just be a little more careful. I'm super gullible all the time. And me and Sudie are very like, oh, your house, our house is your house.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Our home is our home. Yeah. Yes. You ring the doorbell and we may let you in or not.
Protect your energy, protect your peace, and protect your space because you are valuable.
You heard that? That sounds like a Facebook caption post, and I love it. Say it again.
I feel like my mom shared that to me to repost.
That's funny.
Was it? Because you didn't even laugh.
I don't laugh. We know this.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, though. I really appreciate
that. We live, laugh, love.
See, he's trying to wrap this up, and this great. We went from having zero guests to having four. I can't count.
It's four guests.
So thank you so much for listening to all of our opinions and everything, and keep striving out there. Until next time.
We'll see you guys next time. Bye. Peace. Menahan fam out.
Everyone say bye.
Bye.
Bye.